That was towards the end of his life. Normally towards the end of a person's life, that's when a little bit of ease is expected. In our thinking, in our understanding, we normally think of retirement. But this was the end, and this is how Nabi alayhi salatu, you know how he lived his life, and this was his end. So even at that time too, when the booty was coming in and the taxes were coming in, etc. But this is how he personally lived his life. As Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, and there wasn't in my home anything that any living creature could eat except little bit of barley on my shelf. فَأَكَلْتُ مِنْهُ حَتَّى طَالَ عَلَيَّ. I lived on that for a long period of time. فَكِلْتُهُ فَفَنِيَ. Then after that I decided to measure it. I decided to weigh it to see how much is there. فَفَنِيَ. That's when this thing finished. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So one thing we explained, that when it comes to buying and selling and business transactions, a person should be very careful. Should never ever give less. Rather he give extra. And when he's taking, he shouldn't take extra, rather he take less. So yeah, it's necessary to weigh and give. But when it comes to a person's personal wealth, his personal commodities, then all the time to keep on checking what the balance is, what amount is left, how much I got, and keep on analyzing, this is something that can take away. Some ulama explained that this can take away barakah. So don't try and keep on checking it. Obviously when a person needs to make a payment or he needs to give something, then for him to check at that time is correct, because now you don't want to issue one check and you don't have the funds in the account. This is not what the hadith is speaking about. Hadith is speaking about where a person is for his own sake, or when he's giving charity, he keeps on counting, hey, let me see how many cents I got here. He just gives. Therefore, in one hadith, it comes, that person who gives without counting, Allah Pak will give him without counting. In other words, Allah Pak will just give him also. So it's a good habit to have. A person takes out and he gives, doesn't keep on checking. Today's hadith, an Amr ibn al-Harith, Akhi Juwayrita ibn al-Harith, أم المؤمنين رضي الله تعالى عنها قال ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند موته دينارا. هذا جويريا الحارث, the brother of جويريا بنت الحارث, was the mother of the مؤمنين رضي الله عنهما. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with both of them. He mentions that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم did not leave at the time of his death even one dinar, ولا درهما, not even a silver coin. وَلَا عَبْدًا, nor did he leave a male slave. وَلَا أَمَةً, nor did he leave a female slave. وَلَا شَيْئًا إِلَّا بَغَلْتَهُ الْبَيْضَاءَ الَّتِي كَانَ يَرْكَبُهَا. Except that he left a white mule, and that was that white mule that he himself would ride. You find generally that a horse was the most expensive form of transport. Like how we get our Mercedes Benz and our BMW, that time it was the horse. And something that was more simpler and more lower was a mule. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose for himself. Like for our understanding, maybe like a Toyota or Nissan or some Chinese or Japanese car. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose for himself. He had a white mule that he would ride. Wasilahahu, that other thing that he left. So in other words, he left nothing in his home. Nothing. Except, according to this hadith, except that white mule that he would ride, wasilaha, and his weapons that he would keep, obviously for jihad, etc. وَأَرُضًا جَعْلَهُ لِبْنِ السَّبِيلِ صَدَقًا. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left some land. Even that also he had made it for sadaqah. This hadith is speaking about three lands in the Muslim's hand. One was Banu Nadir, which came after the battle of Uhud. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taken that and distributed it. Then was Fadak. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took that land and he made it waqaf for those people that were travelers. Then was the Khaybar, the land of Khaybar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took that also and made it into three parts. Two-thirds he left it for the welfare of the Muslims, and one-third was left for the income of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, so that they could live off it. So this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Anything came, he didn't keep it, he didn't hoard it, he gave it away immediately and made it for the benefit of the believers. And his personal condition was such, as we see, that he had nothing at home. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of spending like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would spend. Despite spending all his time and his efforts, even his wealth he would spend on the people, so that there is no attachment at all as far as the dunya is concerned. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.